After, I sort of, it's a mindset this morning after a tough one last night.
Should get back at it, put it behind you, and continue striving forward.
What, when you go back to that first period, those two quick ones, I mean, obviously those were great shots, but maybe run us through that first period and how those went in and how you saw those shots.
Well, first period wasn't very action-packed. I don't think I saw a shot for the first 8 minutes, and then they had two nice goals. I mean, I'm definitely going to want to stop those next time, but you got to give to them too.
So the time in the game where your club is pressing, obviously, and they're not getting one, but maybe when the play goes back down, it's a time when a big save, maybe a save maybe you shouldn't make, but you make one. Is that kind of a game changer time in the game?
Oh yeah, I guess. I mean, that's just how hockey goes, though. And there's 82 games, and you can't look at one like it's the most important game of them all. You just got to continue going forward and winning as many as possible.
Can you take us through the long shot from Street, how that one played out?
I'd rather not talk about that, actually.
Yeah. Tough one?
I wouldn't say tough. I didn't get my whole hand on it and pushed through my glove.
Right. How do you manage the ups and downs, not just yourself, but kind of win-loss-wise? I know Paul talked yesterday about not getting too high when things were going so well, and now you move forward as a team after the game last night.
Yeah, that's exactly what we got to do. Keep pushing forward, and it's one game. If we win the rest of this road trip, no one's going to even think about this game being a problem. It's just right now we're a little upset that we lost because we were on such a good streak.
How much have you enjoyed the opportunity to get on a little bit of a run here and get into a groove?
I loved it. I'm going to continue striving forward and keep climbing that mountain that I've been talking about all year.
You've had designs on wanting to be a number one, obviously. What's it like to get an opportunity to maybe kind of take the ball and run with it right now?
It's awesome. I got to continue getting better every day, and I got to prove that I belong there.
There's been a lot of talk this year about the schedule and how players manage it. No practice today, obviously. What's that like kind of as a pro now where you're not practicing as much as maybe you have in years past?
It's definitely different. Even in the AHL, you get a lot of practice time. But games like this it's really more mental. You got to keep mentally strong, and you got to kind of go through a practice in your head almost. You got to make sure that everything is where it needs to be.
When you're not getting shots like that early, I mean, those are some of the exercises you do, because I mean, there's probably 9 or 10 minutes where the players in the play was in the other end.
Yeah, you got to stay amped up, and you got to be ready because they're going to come and